This is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans. We are there to aid and assist small businesses to help make them successful. Today we have in the studio Jim Curlin, who is owner of Sandler Training in Lawrenceville. Sandler is known for its proven programs and processes for sales training and management development. Jim helps owners close the performance gap to improve sales. Welcome to the Star Radio program, Jim.
Thank you, Philip.
Jim, we often speak about the importance of sales training, yet many businesses don't invest very much on sales training. What's going on?
Well, Philip, you remember the book, I'm sure you remember it, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, Stephen Covey?
Absolutely. I've read it a couple of times.
Well, some people don't know his son, Stephen M. R. Covey, wrote another book called Business at the Speed of Trust.
Yes.
And in there was a CEO he was talking about who was planning a major training event. And he was talking to one of his managers, and the manager, of course, was skeptical about spending money on training. He says, well, what if we train them and they all leave? And the CEO replied, what if we don't train them and they all stay? And so really the first decision business owners have to make is, are they going to invest at all in any kind of training? I remember, Philip, a conversation I had with a business owner, and he said he didn't invest in training because they're all 100% commission, he said. And so it doesn't cost me anything if they don't sell. But you and I both know that he wasn't considering the opportunity cost of how long it would take to get that prospect as a client if the competitor won. And many owners know in their guts that training is essential to the sales success for their sales force and ultimately for their business. But what's often overlooked is how to train in a way that will give them the most lasting results and performance improvement.
Jim, what are some of the training choices that an owner faces in how to train their salespeople?
Well, Philip, I'm sure there's a lot of answers to that question. I see three approaches, basically. One is product knowledge training. A lot of companies will do that. The second one is they'll do sales training, but it'll be short term, maybe just 1 or 2 days. And then the third approach is something that's more ongoing training and reinforced over a longer period of time.
Can you give us some examples of each of those approaches?
Well, sure. So let's take the first one. Some owners decide that product knowledge is the training they're going to do. Okay, so it's strong on features and benefits, but it's weak on sales behavior, the attitude, or the techniques that are needed. This usually results in salespeople that confuse presenting with selling or thinking that telling is selling. They assume that everyone's a prospect that could use their product or service, and they might even waste a lot of time with poorly qualified or even unqualified prospects. Now, other owners, that second one we mentioned was where they are going to invest in sales training, but a short term, maybe a 1 or 2 day boot camp. At first, everyone's pumped up and excited, but rarely does it last beyond a couple of weeks. And then the sales team is back to their old habits using the same old approach if it hasn't been reinforced by the management that was there also. And guess what? To make matters worse, the owner may be left with a bad experience about the training. The third approach is probably the most successful owners will invest in that ongoing training and reinforcement. They get it that what really has to change here is the behavior, and that takes time. Moving someone from knowledge and awareness to develop a new skill until it becomes practiced and a new habit takes positive reinforcement and coaching.
Jim, you're going to be at our next meeting on November 16th, where we're talking about working plans. And Jim will be available to talk to people about their sales communication skills. Jim, how can our listeners contact you?
Well, I'm looking forward to that. They can reach me at 678-690-5279. And I'd like to also remind them I do monthly workshop luncheons, and the next one will be on November 22nd. They can find out at jim.sandler.com.
Thank you, Jim. It's so good to have you with us this week on Small Business Samaritans.
Thank you.
This is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans.
You're listening to Small Business Samaritans Star Program, providing monthly business training and sales seminars. And now, it's time for the next segment of Small Business Samaritans Star Program.
Hi, this is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans. Small Business Samaritans is an organization that's specifically designed to help business owners, managers, and startups with concrete assistance. Today we have in the studio Nathan Tate, CEO of Eclipse Web Media. He founded the company in 2007 in response to the rapid blending of web design, SEO, search engine optimization, and web video productions. Eclipse is unique in that it offers excellence in full spectrum of web development, offering a stronger product incorporating social media and many other tools. Eclipse is now one of the top web development companies in Atlanta. We're pleased that Nathan is joining us and joining the partnership with Small Business Samaritans. We have joined forces to help bring websites that work to our small business community. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Nathan, there are millions of websites. Almost everyone has one now, but most of them are totally worthless. Why is that?
That is so true. You know, I would say there are three things that are very important for every website. Number one, a website has to be beautiful. Number two, the website has to convert. And number three, a website needs traffic. Most websites don't have any of those. They're not beautiful, they don't convert, and they definitely don't have traffic. Some websites might have one, and occasional will have two, but very, very few really capitalize on all three of those. And I think they're very important. So again, you got to have a beautiful website, make sure people trust you, they're willing to stay on your website. You need a website that converts, and then you've got to have traffic.
Now tell us, I understand the concept of being beautiful. What is the concept of converting?
Well, conversion, you know, you need to understand what is the goal of every page. You know, are you trying to attract phone calls? Are you trying to attract actual purchases? Are you an e-commerce website? You want to know what is the exact definition of every page so that you know that goal. And I think a lot of people really forget to do that. Honestly, I think the number one focus is usually on the beauty. They want to make sure it's a pretty website. But then if you ask somebody, you know, what's the purpose of this homepage? After they finally answer, then you look at the homepage and you realize it doesn't do that at all. So conversion is all about what is the goal of your website or your webpage.
Nathan, being a writer myself, I look at the content. How important is content and writing skills on a website?
It's extremely important. And in fact, it kind of segues very nicely with the conversion conversation. Conversion is the most overlooked element, and you could argue that it's the most important. Everybody knows you have to be beautiful. Everybody knows you need traffic, but people forget about conversion. And the essence of conversion, number one, is you need to define the goal. But number two, you have to know how to write, how to have compelling content that will draw people in and give them a directive, whether it's to buy a product, to go to learn more about a specific product, to make that phone call. So again, just defining those points of conversion are so important. And then the only way you can get people to actually do that is to be a great writer, to have those skills to write the compelling content.
What would, if someone is doing a website or planning to have their website redone, what would be the number one thing you would want them to remember?
You know, I would have to go back to conversion and really, you know, even putting a pencil to paper and saying, what is the goal of my website? Again, we run into clients constantly who, you know, are frustrated with their website, you know, maybe underperforming, and they come to us and we ask them, you know, what are your top products that you're selling? What are you trying to showcase? What do you want to accomplish on your homepage? And typically people haven't even answered that question. So I would say the number one thing to remember if you own a website is, what is the goal of your homepage? And really, what is the goal of every single page, and making sure you're accomplishing that goal?
Not only do they not know how to answer those questions, sometimes they don't know what questions to ask.
Absolutely.
Nathan, could you tell us how people can get in touch with you at Eclipse Web Media?
Sure, absolutely. Again, my name's Nathan. And I own Eclipse Web Media. It's Eclipse, like a lunar eclipse, eclipsewebmedia.com. Feel free to call our offices, 770-817-9560, or visit us on the web.
You know, Nathan, I've known you for quite a while, and I've never asked you this question. Where did you come up with the name Eclipse Web Media?
Oh, that's a good question. That actually came from my mom. She had a great idea that our job is to push people up past their competitors. We want our clients to own the first page of Google. And so she had the idea that we black out the competition, so it's an eclipse. And that's how we came up with Eclipse Web Media, because we black out the competition, we try to own Google. That's why we're Eclipse.
That's wonderful. Nathan has a wonderful organization. He's got a bunch of 20-somethings working for him. It's a fun organization to be around. It's a fun organization to work with. And they can really help clients tremendously in improving their website and their conversion, as well as increasing traffic. This is Philip Saxton with Small Business Samaritans.